This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's show is my end of the month or middle of the month conversations with Carol show. And what that means is that there's not going to be any specific topic that I'm going to be addressing today, but I am going to share a little bit about energy and where we are right now, because it is really, as I've said, last month, it's fast and furious, but it's a little bit different. So I want to share what that difference is right now. And what it means with the conversation with Carol's show is what I'm going to be doing is just sharing a little bit. And then I'm going to be taking your calls throughout the entire show. So if you have a question for me about your health or about any topic of interest, maybe something I'm going to share about energy or something that's going on in your life or having difficulty finding clarity or direction, because that's part of the energy and the confusion right at this point in time, then I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada. And then also the same number is good for international callers. Just dial your international calling code and then the number 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to my Your Free Health teleclass that's going to be happening tomorrow, March 22nd, 2012, at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The topic of the March is burnout. And one of the things that I've really found, as always, is a self-help author, is that I get on these topics and I think, oh my gosh, this is all about sharing information for everybody else to help them deal with a lot of the energetics and the psychic depletion that is going on right now, and then that psychological burnout that we may be feeling. And I find as I get deeper into it, OMG, this is me. And so what I've started noticing as I'm writing this particular teleclass that I'm going to be teaching, and what I mean by that is I always include a PDF, a printable PDF, that is just chock full of information about the topic. I look at it from a clinical perspective. I look at it from a psychological perspective. I look at how it looks in the energy field and impacts that other part of who we are, that invisible part that is as real as our physicalness. I map it in the chakra system for all of my energy healers that are out there and the people that are familiar with chakras and their purpose and how we can use this chakra information to restore balance and harmony into the chakra system, into the chi of the physical body. I also share the impact that your personality plays on the development or the predisposition for burnout. And then what I do is always share a lot of suggestions, both from the standpoint of how it would be dealt with clinically, and then also a lot of alternative therapies that can be used to be able to either help manage or eliminate the problem or the illness that somebody's dealing with. And burnout is no different. So what I'm finding with burnout is that burnout really isn't stress, and stress isn't burnout. We often think of it as being the same thing. But the reality of it is that in stress, what we're doing is we're getting fatigued and tired and mentally overwhelmed and overloaded because we're chasing after getting those tasks done or chasing after those dreams or trying to keep our head financially above water. So stress is really the byproduct that comes with that movement, that activity, that fear, that anxiety, that angst that comes from the chase itself. Burnout, on the other hand, is when the motivation and the inspiration to chase is gone. And it's such a slow process that there's many warning signs and symptomology associated with burnout. There's actually 13 different stages that burnout starts and evolves to. And because it is something that happens below the threshold of our everyday conscious awareness, we're not even aware at how behavior is driving and building on itself to the point where we almost literally wake up one day and it's hard to get ourselves out of bed, or it's hard to be able to stay focused because our concentration feels like it's wanting to go every different direction and we have complete lack of it. So in this teleclass, what I'm going to be doing is sharing all that information on burnout. And then also offering both alternative therapies and then things that you can do from a health standpoint to be able to help the physical body. Very interesting from the standpoint that when we get into really looking at burnout, there's really no medication that can work. Now, a lot of doctors think that burnout is stress, and stress is burnout, and burnout leads to depression, and depression is burnout and stress. That's not really true. So many times what physicians will do is to put someone on antidepressants for the burnout, but all that does is really emotionally numb the person even more, to the point that in burnout, you're kind of going through the motion of life, but not really engaged in life, and that's a lot of the side effects that go with the, and the benefit as well, truthfully, of using antidepressants. So I'm going to share a lot of different ways to be able to look at this from a holistic perspective, using good common sense by talking to our body, doing things that we can do, herbs, supplements, diet changes, but then also the different psychological things that we can do that can help us put us back into our body so we can find that sense of self that gets lost when we get into that burnout process. The March teleclass on burnout is free. It's your health teleclass. It's free when you listen to it. If you're not able to, then the audio download of the teleclass as well as the printable PDF will be available for purchase after the class. The audio aspect of the teleclass is free if you listen to it. If you would like to sign up, register for it, again, you can go to my, it's free, you can go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and you can register online. The teleclass is 60 minutes long, and then what I always do is stay on the line anywhere from 20 to about 15 to 30 minutes, depending on my energy level after doing a teleclass, and I'll just do the same thing I'm doing today for this Conversations with Carol. I'm going to take calls. My callers, and I'm going to be answering their questions. So again, if it's something that you would like to attend, or maybe you would like to even share it with a friend, go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Well, I want to talk very briefly. My phone lines are just lighting up. I absolutely love that because I love sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. But I want to talk just briefly about the energy because I found that when I do this, it not only helps me understand why I seem to be caught in the throes of a lot of turmoil or tension, but I'm hoping that it can be of value to you as well. We actually just ended at what I call a pause, and it's the pause in this energy flow of 2012 is very fast and furious. I've talked about that. What that means is the thought you create to the manifestation of the experience, to be able to measure that thought happens in a very short period of time. Furious means that sometimes it feels like we're trying to lasso a whirlwind that we just can't seem to do, so we're always chasing and running after something. But every so often, the energy field and this evolution of consciousness that we're moving into, called enlightenment, then what occurs is every so often we have these little brief pause. This last one was only 3 days. And what that did is it allowed us to be able to get our head above water, to be able to take a deep breath and to slow it down a little bit. Not a lot. I mean, it's still going. It's kind of like a river. The current's still fast and furious underneath the surface. But every so often, the universe and our own state of mind and our own well-being of the body says, you know what? You just need to slow down a moment. And we take this pause. In this pause, we get a chance to get our air, to breathe, get our head above water, to look at our goals, to look at our desires, be sure that we're still on track, make any course corrections the way that we desire. Maybe we need to revisit it and refine the direction that we want to go or the desire. And then what we do is we add a lot of enthusiasm and excitement to it, and lo and behold, we drop back down into the fast and furious nature of energy. One of the things that that the energy was really using to help us recognize when we're on course or off course of our dreams and desires, as I mentioned earlier on previous shows, was the standpoint that we were experiencing two primary negative emotions, anger and sadness. Now, those emotions are still emotions that we're going to deal with as we move into this next phase. But what you may find is you may find that you are not really experiencing those, so it's difficult for you. They're down inside, but on the surface, that anger may not be welling up as quickly, or you may not be feeling that sadness that gives you that sense of, you know, melancholy about the way things used to be in the good old days as it is. But where the energy is right now is to really take your desire and really keep it focused and keep it clear. That's what this next phase of energy that we're in right now. And in doing that, it's going to last for a few months. In this clarity, what that means is that we, on a daily basis, need to stop and connect with those desires. And that means that we need to take a daily pause. We need to take time to do things that connect us with us, the things that are important versus the things that are urgent. So one of the things that you can do as you're into this new energy flow that we are, nothing different, it just may feel a little bit different, is that you may start paying attention to your dreams. Dreams have been very intense in the readings that I've done with people. They're telling a lot of stories about where we are psychologically. There's a lot of metaphors that are found in our dreams right now. The dreams seem to be very intense. I'm hearing a lot from people that they're having these dreams that can be absolute nightmares to these dreams that can be absolutely euphoric, and they can vary from night to night and sometimes even within the nighttime period. So again, pay attention to your dreams and look for the symbology of the dreams. Water. Water means fluidity. It means change. Look at houses. Houses mean your body, your soul, your temple. Look at cars or boats or bicycles, because all of those are vehicles for change. So pay attention to your dreams, and your dreams are helping you recognize in that state that we go into where the conscious mind isn't driving our daily activities, and it allows us to start to see our progress. It also allows us to look for the clarity that we need in order to refine. Another thing that we can do right now that's very important for the clarity, because again, remember I said that the time is compressed between thought and manifestation, so that's why clarity is so important, is to create a daily ritual. Now, maybe your daily ritual is coffee and sitting down and having coffee, but maybe your schedules become as intense and as busy that your coffee is being, you know, gulped down as you're, you know, working around the house trying to get ready for work, and then maybe you're gulping it while you're driving to work, and then once you get to work, then there's no time for the coffee. So what I'm asking you to do, and the energy is asking you to do, is to go in and to set up a ritual on a daily basis. It has to be a daily basis, because one of the things that the new neuroscience information and evidence is coming forward, it used to be believed that every 28 and 30 days we could actually change a habit. We know now scientifically it takes 66 days for an old habit to be changed in a way where the new habit is ingrained in our daily activities. So in this particular case, those daily rituals are important. Now, they don't have to be an hour or 2 hours if your schedule doesn't allow it, but it's just time to get connected with yourself. And in this time, it's to focus on your dream or a desire. Now, you can have a bunch of them, but only focus on one at a time, meaning maybe Monday you focus on one, Tuesday you focus on another, but focus on one dream or desire that you have. And then what that will do is then it will stop the process of the mind becoming overloaded with so many desires that what it does is then it gets into that, what the Buddha calls and the Tao calls, the monkey mind. And what it does is that that mind starts to spin. Now your quiet ritual time to connect with yourself and your dreams and desires becomes an ongoing process, a repetition of the tasks that you have to do all day long. And what that does is it distorts your energy, it fragments your energy, it causes the mind to lose the focus on the desires, and then you spend your life, your day, doing what is urgent rather than what's important. So rituals are important. Maybe it's doing a little bit of yoga. Maybe it's taking that time and getting up a little earlier so you can have that quiet time with the coffee. One of the things that I always encourage people in this ritual time, don't read the newspaper, don't turn on the TV. This is your time to get acquainted with you so you can enjoy yourself and your own company and enjoy the wisdom that you have inside that can give you the clarity to let you know, are you on track? Do you need to make a course correction? Is it a chance for you to expand, refine, add energy, enthusiasm, and excitement to your desires. And then once you do that on a daily basis, then what you'll start to find is those desires and dreams will manifest more quickly. And then you can basically check it off the list and create another one. So that's the energy right now. Pay attention to your dreams, and then also pay attention to setting up these rituals of your daily activities, because they are very, very important psychologically, psychically, meaning energetically and intuitively, and then also very important for the physical body. So that's the energy right now. It is a Conversations with Carol show, so let me jump in. Hi, Pat from Connecticut. How can I help you, hon?
Carol, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you so much. It's great to connect with you, too. Mike, I'm feeling very sad. I'm in the, and what you're talking about is appropriate. I literally am in the middle of learning specifics about sexual abuse and that it was my father, and I'm just having a really hard time comprehending that. I've been, you know, working towards all this for a long time, and I'm pretty, pretty okay about it, but when I was leaving, driving yesterday, after speaking to a therapist who agreed about this, I just felt it was like these gray block dominoes falling on me. And it was like I realized everything in my life has been in defense of this, every thought, every action. Mm-hmm. And these dominoes things were like, okay, I'm driving down the car. I see this road. I'm going to connect a negative thought to it. And I'm going to see this person and connect. And I thought, I don't want to do this again. That's what I've done my whole life.
Right.
And I'm in the middle of also struggling that with that to remove that. And now this showed me so clearly. And I'm just, you know, I'm scared. I won't even allow myself to feel, because I'm afraid I'm going to feel it wrong. Mm-hmm. And today I'm thinking I'm just really sad, which is good, you know. Not angry. I just feel so hurt.
Right. And one of the things, sweetie, is that, you know, the energy, as I mentioned when I was first talking at the beginning of the show, the two emotions that we really are dealing with this year, sometimes really top of the mind, as I call it, and other times not, is anger and sadness. And what sadness is telling us and showing us when we experience it is it's revealing how long we have been engaged in situations or relationships that have really, our heart, we did it for all the right reasons. But what we realize is that those reasons that we did it got lost somewhere in the process. And as a result, what sadness is saying to us is, it's not saying, you know, shame on you. What it's saying is, just visit the sadness. Allow yourself to be there, because the fact that it's there and you have the clarity now to actually attach something tangible to it, it's like getting a diagnosis where now you can jump on it and you can really start to step into the place of empowerment to be able to work with it. So what the sadness is saying to you, this has been a pattern in your life. It's a pattern while the intentions were good intentions. When we have any kind of violation, especially a sexual violation with a parent, where we have this naivety and innocence as a soul and as a child, that they are the people that are supposed to protect us and supposed to, you know, love us unconditionally and do no harm. And then we have that, the word that comes up is betrayal. So what your sadness is saying to you, and the goodness of it is, it's saying that look at how long you have given yourself out of love, out of your compassion, because I know who you are and touching you, and I know who you are, is that touch, that compassion, is that it isn't that you're being punished for that. It's just what it's saying to you is, sweetie, you have an opportunity right now to look at betrayal and to make a decision in your life to no longer betray yourself. And let me explain what that means, because that has a lot of implications to it. When I say don't betray yourself, it means using your past as literally a guidepost. It's not dwelling in it, because if you do, then the sadness is going to become overwhelming and then there'll be sorrow. But go back when you get into a relationship where you're going to make a change in your life. Use that past as a benefit. Maybe it's a relationship with a friend, whatever. Use that past to say, you know what? thank you, Past, for being there, but I'm going to keep my eyes open. I'm going to pay attention to behavior. I'm going to listen to the words. I'm not going to, in my naivety, walk into this situation. I'm not going to be cold and callous, and I'm not skeptical, mm-hmm. but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to enter into relationships with my eyes wide open. That's one part of it. The mm-hmm. second part of it is to go in and to recognize that what you did in all of the things you've done, including this violation with your father, is you did it because you didn't know any different. You did it because of love. You did it because of caring. You didn't know at the time this happened that it was wrong. It's somebody that you loved. It's somebody that you still, I can feel inside, you still have that caring and a sense of love about him. You just don't know what to do with it now. So your therapist can help you with that as well. The other part of it is, sweetie, I say it with great love, but I'm going to say it. Don't betray yourself by not following your intuition. You're highly developed in your intuition. You're very empathic. You feel people's emotions. You feel their energy. In your life, life got in the way. Now you have an opportunity to use this gift to be able to go in and say, you know what? My intuition, I'm going to use it. I'm going to hone it. I'm going to perfect it. I'm going to be involved in it. I'm going to change it. I'm going to let it develop. I'm going to let my empathic, compassionate part of me be healthy, but I'm not going to become someone's servant. I'm going to be of service. There's a wonderful opportunities here, sweetie. Mm-hmm. And the most important I can say to you, Pat, hang on a second. Whenever that happens to me, somebody else just entered your field. So, okay. Woo-woo. I put out my woo-woo alarm for all my listeners. We just had a woo-woo moment. Okay. So what it is, whenever that happens, when I'm working with someone, I have to immediately go in, and here's my process, because you're going to laugh. You do this as well. Is it a drink of water? Did I swallow on my, you choke on my own spit? What did I do? What was wrong about me that caused this? And it's like, you know, then you go in and go, well, no, it wasn't you, Carol. Oh, okay. So who is it? Okay. So you have a new warrior. You have a new guide that has come into your field. The guide is identifying himself. It is a masculine energy. The gift that you have out of this situation is for you to revisit your masculine energy, to redefine it differently than the role models that you've had around masculinity, to see it as a part of your warrior that you have inside. This guide that you have that has come in 3 weeks is in masculine energy, very, very big, associated with, I have to ask him, he is with the angelic realm. He is something called the Council of Justification. No, that's not right. So hang on a second. I've got to see. Now we're going to get to do this. He's of the angelic realm. He's of the realm of Archangel Raphael, great warrior, great compassionate warrior angel. Do you know anything about Raphael?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Has this been an angel that you've been able to relate to in the past?
I feel more connection to Archangel Michael, but always, you know, wanting to know the archangels. So no,
okay.
I don't know much about Raphael.
Okay, well, why don't you do a little bit of research on Raphael, because he is a guide that has come in at this point in time to help you come in and get in connection with yourself and to be able to find that intuitive part of you, that compassionate warrior, so you can rethink the energy of masculinity. Raphael has feminine, when you read about Raphael, has feminine, what I call qualities about him. It's actually, he's androgynous, but has feminine compassionate qualities. But his warrior is much more compassionate than some of the other archangels that tend to be more warrior in their energy. So okay. That's who came into the field. That's what your soul called in, said, Carol, throw her a lifeline. That lifeline is Raphael. Read about that. Study about that. See your energy and your connection. See your behavior associated with Raphael, and I think that's going to bring you out of this abyss. But this abyss, sweetie, is all about self-betrayal. It isn't about being hands-off and going into isolation. It's just about using your natural, inherent intuitiveness and empathic skills to be able to connect with people differently so you can start to discern when you go into that role of being a servant versus being of service.
Okay. Okay, I'm just writing this down.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, and I actually, I'm striving to be, have compassion within me. And it's interesting, I have a dog that was abused, and sometimes, you know, when he's giving me trouble, I see him in a defensive way. And at moments when I hear something or someone says something, I realize, my God, this dog is just so, is nothing but sweet, sweet scented feelings. And for a moment, I have that love and compassion, and I think, this is what I want to feel for human beings, which I don't, you know, I'm very far from it.
No,
in my defense.
I'm going to stop you. What you have in you is the sweetness and this compassion. It made me cry. It made me cry when I touched that part of you. And what it does is it's so pure. It's so naive. It's so innocent. It's so much in desire of being of service and to help others. It's like this dog. The betrayal is the defensiveness. The defensiveness, sweetie, in that particular part of it is that's when you betray yourself. You right. don't need to be defensive. Just let that part of you that I just had the preciousness of touching. I'm going to give you something that Raphael is giving me. I'm going to give you an affirmation. Raphael just asked me to say to you, so you can say to yourself, I am kind, I am good, I am compassionate. Very simple. Kind is your heart, good is your mind, compassionate is your soul.
Okay. Thank you. This, you know, just such a gift that I got through today to you.
You know what? It's just, I love this divineness, so light and love to you, sweetie, and hold true to those words and say that. Maybe that's your daily ritual, is that
it's
you say that.
Be.
Good, good. Well, thank you so much, Pat. My
I
light and love
you.
To you. I love
Bless
you, too.
You. Thank you so
All
much.
Right. Let's go ahead and take a very quick commercial break. I've got a couple more callers. It is a Conversation with Carol show, so I'm going to be right back to take these calls and answer your questions.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for joining me. If you are just joining me today, it's a Conversations with Carol show, and what that means is that I'm taking calls throughout the entire show. No topic, just you and I talking and sharing and me sharing my medical intuitive skills. I also want to invite you to a telegathering I'm going to be having April 4th at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I think it's interesting because my caller in my first segment We are talking about intuition and being empathic, and the topic for this telegathering on April 4th is the science and art of being empathic. And what I found is so often when I'm doing readings and working with people is that I find people are ultra sensitive to others' energies, emotions, and a lot of times to what's going on in their physical body. And because they don't understand their sensitivity, that it's really a highly developed part of their intuitive abilities. However, it is not intuition. That what they do is they become easily bombarded and overwhelmed with everyone else's negatively charged energy, often to the point of carrying that energy as if it's their own. And what I found is that in someone that is ultra sensitive or empathic, what they can do is it makes them very difficult for them to be around other people or to be in large crowds, and it can be really very disruptive to life's ordinary events. Being ultra sensitive can cause psyche and psychic depletion. That's part of this burnout that I'm beginning to recognize and writing about for so many intuitives that have asked me to do this PDF and this teleclass on burnout, and then now this particular telegathering on being empathic. And what I found is that as a medical intuitive, a lot of times this hypersensitivity also can lead to the physical manifestations of allergies, muscle tension, aches and pains, hypothyroidism, insomnia, and then also weight gain. That seems to be a very common process of someone that is empathic, is that we start to being helpful to others, we start to take on others' energy. Some of the topics I'm going to be covering in the telegathering is what does it mean to be empathic, the difference between being empathic, intuitive, and spiritual, also the neurological communication centers of the empathic brain, the different kinds of empathic sensitivity, how to differentiate what you're feeling is yours and not someone else's, and then also the importance of living in your body, being empathic, and being able to take care of it. And then also I'm going to be sharing techniques of how to bring out, enhance, and actually balance your empathic skills. The empathic telegathering is 90 minutes in length. The cost to attend is $11.95. If you're interested in more information on the event itself, and then also I'm going to be offering some bonus events. If you do sign up for the telegathering, you're going to receive the day of the telegathering an email that will have an actual printable workbook that we're going to be using in the telegathering itself. I'm going to be offering the download to all that attend the telegathering for free. And then also I'm going to be offering a psycholumagery script or a download that's going to walk you through the imagery process of meeting your inner guide. Now, all of those things, 90-minute class, the workbook, the download on psycholumagery, also the download of the teleclass, the telegathering itself, all for $11.95. What a deal, huh? So what I'm going to be doing is doing all of that and then again, recording it. But what I want to remind you is that if you do want to sign up for it, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. You can click on the telegathering that's listed under the What's New section on my homepage, or just watch my slides that are at the top of the page, and then you will see a slide that says the science and art of being empathic. Click on that, and it'll allow you to register, and you might want to share it with friends who are also empathic. I'd like to jump in now, and hi, Claudia from Los Angeles. How can I help you, sweetie?
Hey, always a pleasure to listen to you, and a truly blessing to talk to you.
Well, thank you. How can I help you?
Well, just give me a little bit of overall where I'm heading. I am just ending a tedious process with my some personal finances, and mm-hmm. would like to know if any other changes are coming in terms of job, moving, anything that's of your interest in my energy.
Absolutely. Well, there are changes that are coming, sweetie. Some of the changes that are coming, you've already put the intention. I can pick up that there's been desires. You've put the intention, meaning harnessing the energy. You're focusing the attention on these desires to help them and manifest. You have the motivation. There's a couple things that in these changes that feels like it might help you, and especially around the job, is I'm picking up when I heard you say that, I'm picking up some lack of clarity. And what I mean by that is I would encourage you to first go in and do what I call a strength analysis. And that's literally going and having some quiet time and writing down all the things you're good at. And then all the things that you like to do, all the things you love to do. And what I'm finding when it's around the job is I'm finding that it's any job. And right now, you don't want any job. I know where you are financially that that may appear that way, but you feel to me like you want a job that can let you work within your strengths, that can let you make a difference not only in your life but other people's lives. That's a real important component versus the jobs that you've been in that were just literally a job because you needed the money or you needed the job. So there's some clarity refinement that needs to take place there. And just think of it, if you had all the time and the money where you weren't looking for a job from the standpoint of needing it for the financial security, what would that job look like? And then allow yourself the freedom to dream bigger. It feels like you want to step out of what you were doing and step into something new. And that's going to require some clarity to be able to keep that job that you desire intact and motivated, so then in fact it won't become lost in what you used to do and be a job. Again, you don't feel to me, sweetie, excuse me for kind of babbling on this, but you don't feel like you want a job, you want a career. And what I mean by that is you want something that's got longevity, that's got something that you're interested in, something that you like doing. All jobs have tasks, but tasks that you're good at, and then refine it that way.
You're exactly right, and I think I found it. I actually had a meeting with them on March 8th, and I'd like to know if the outcome is positive for me to move forward into that, because it is exactly as you describe it.
Yep. Now, the next part of this is, and thank you for bringing that up, so the next part of this is there's a part of you that I want you to work on the kind of the visionary part of your self-esteem. I don't want you to want this job so bad that if you don't get it, you're going to absolutely be destroyed. But what I want you to do is I want you to see yourself in that job. I want you to see yourself doing those tasks, being happy with it, loving to learn about it. Shift it from that scarcity that it has to be there to pay the bills, and to see yourself doing that and keep that flow of energy clear, keep it positive, keep that abundance flow with it. And then what it can do is you can keep moving that in that direction. And if you find that you're maybe not getting the feedback or the callbacks or something like that, then what you can do is you can touch that part that you really desire this and then come up with a creative way to keep it moving along. The job fits you. The place of working fits you. The people and the philosophy of the company fits you. It's just get there because it's where you really desire to be, and it's not because you need to pay your bills. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I am detached from the outcome. However, I look forward with joy. If it happens, that'd be great, because I can apply all my skills and I see myself already there growing. So when I do all this that you are telling us to do, to visualize ourselves, sometimes, particularly with me, I'd like to have a little bit of more validation.
Exactly. So I will give you that. The validation is that the job, the work that you've put into creating this job or the opportunity is exactly what you're looking for. Now what has happened is you've had the first interview. Now let's step up the ante and let's take it to the next level. Mm-hmm. What can you do to make this happen? Can you send positive energy?
Yeah.
Can you reach out? What can you do to make this happen?
I don't know.
Just put your creative hat on. Did they say to you when they're going to call you back, or did they leave it open-ended? How did the interview end?
Oh, very well. It was very thorough, like almost an hour. I got a lot of good vibes. So
good.
It is the time now that they say I could hear back from them. I sent my follow-up, but I don't want to,
We don't want to become a nag. That's the one thing we don't want to do. Absolutely,
yeah.
absolutely. So how much time are you going to let go by before you reach out again?
I believe mid next week.
Okay.
My last phone call if I won't get anything that means.
Okay. So how can we make that phone call a lot more creative? Think in that terms. I can put me there. So here's what I would do if it were me, but I'm not the same personality, sweetie. So what I would do is I would go back in based on what I heard, again, because my personality, based on what I heard, what they're looking for, what they did is they identified a problem. I happen to be a problem solver by personality. So what I would do is I would take what I heard and then I would follow up and say, you know, I've been thinking about the interview, thank you very much. It was really exciting. I'd love to be a part of the company. And I was thinking that maybe these solutions might work. Not saying that these will work because I'm, you know, don't want my yellow personality arrogance to come forward, but something that I can let them know I'm still really engaged. I'm thinking about you. And I'm not saying, are you thinking about me? But I'm thinking about you. I'm trying to come up with ways that I can help you or help the company or help other people be better. Now, I have a daughter that is a different personality. And what she's done is in order to get the jobs that she's really wanted, and she's in media, what she's wanted is she actually, if a couple weeks went by and she didn't hear anything, she would send someone, depending, again, her humor and knowing her, the situation, she said, actually sent someone a rubber foot with a note attached to it and saying, I just wanted to get my foot in the door again. So there's a lot of creative ways. You have to know who you are and what you're comfortable with. It's certainly not saying put yourself out into a place where you're uncomfortable, because then you're not going to want to do it and you'll feel like you did something wrong. Don't do that. Uh-huh. But come up with a way that you can reach out. It's not just a call at this point in time of, you know, I was just following up to see if you've, you know, made any decisions on the job. Use a little more creativity. And it feels like what you're looking for with wanting to go to work has got a creative element about it. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so let's find a creative way to do it. Does it involve computers? Okay, good. So what you want to do is, what can you do that would be, you don't want to tag someone because that gets old with that, but what could you do that would be creative? Something, I don't know, spreadsheet, something. Just let yourself go to that next level and show initiative and show that you're thinking about them and that, you know, that you're still very, very interested. That's the main thing. Not are you interested in me, I'm just very interested. And then what that does is it doesn't bombard someone, but it shows them that you can think out of the box, that you have a sense of humor. Again, we always have to be careful with humor, but that you have a sense of humor and lightness. And try something. Just put your, you know, while you're waiting, honey, why not just have fun with this and put a little bit of creativity into it?
That's true. So if you confirm the change in this area, is there a period where I could see it, or... what's the energy indicating right now?
Let's see. Where the energy? It feels like there's a lot of things going on behind the scene. The person that you're interviewed with, this is another part of me, the person that you interviewed with, part of the reason that this person is looking for someone else is they're overloaded, overwhelmed. So probably truthfully, while this should be something that is top of the mind, it doesn't feel like it is right now. So you really, you don't have any control over that other person. The person knows they need to bring somebody on. In fact, are they looking at bringing three or four people on?
Yes.
Okay. Three. So what it is that you just need to ensure that you're one of the three. And I'm kind of stalling at the same time I'm asking. It feels like they're going to make a decision by probably, I want to say by the 5th of April.
Okay, they're looking to have it start then, by
yep,
then.
Yep, yep. So then what you want to do is you want to stay in the top three. So very good. And what it will do is, a nice part of this is, sweetie, is that all of this is taking your mind away from having to pay your bills and you're not running as scared. So this is really a positiveness.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Very, very good. Well, thanks very much, Claudia, for calling me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, Christine from New York. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, thank you so much, Carol. I really appreciate being able to speak with you.
You are welcome. How can I help you?
I'm calling because I kind of am having trouble starting my business. I went to school. I feel skilled in what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to explain it.
But the real world got in the way, didn't it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, I'll tell you why I can relate to this, honey. I went back to school, and my education is in personality behavioral psychology. And I went to school, got all my degrees, got everything that I needed to. I got my first job because somebody said to me, you know, if you have IBM, Carol, on your resume, the world is yours. So I worked on doing all of that and getting that particular process and getting it in place and in my own business, and I got the job. And then I didn't know what I was going to do because I knew I was good at it. I knew that I had all the information, but it suddenly dawned on me as I was doing that particular presentation that I was hired for, I was dealing with theory and not reality.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're starting our business and we are very good at what we do, we have to really look at the reality of it. And what that starts with is it has to start not with a business plan, but it has to start with a life plan. And one of the, what I mean by that is, I mean looking at your life and how much energy, how much time, first and foremost, are you willing to put into your business in startup once it gets humming? And then what do you want it to look like as it progresses and grows up in a year, 5 years, 3 years, whatever you want. But okay. If one of the things that I have found is if our life goals don't match our business goals, we have a hard time getting it going.
Okay.
So start with your home, what is important to you, and then build your business from there. That helps give you clarity of time. It's going to help you know. Again, if you can only, you decide you only want to put 20 hours a week in, then you don't want to put all of your money and all of your energy in marketing in such a grand way where you're going to be working 70, 80 hours a week.
Right.
So that's why it goes back to that. Now, the second part of it is to look at what you've done. There's obviously that there's a need that was identified for you to want to go in the field that you did. And so what you need to now is to look at what that need is, become real clear in that need. Are you in the counseling field, honey?
I'm actually an acupuncturist.
Okay. Yes, you are in the counseling field.
Yes, so kind of, yes.
So what you do is you give people hope. You give them hope about their chi. You give them hope about their life. You give them hope about, but that's what you do. So there you go.
Use needles.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. You put those needles in a body that isn't flowing chi, those needles suck on, skin sucks on it like it's just hanging on for all it's worth. Okay. So what you want to do is look at your competition. I hate to say it that way, but from a business standpoint, what do their practices look like? What do their marketing, how do they market? Do they have websites? Do they have a Facebook page? Are they using social media? Do they have Pinterest? Are they doing anything on that? Look at social media and what you can do. Get to know what they're doing. And when you look at acupuncturists, it's going to become real clear, sweetie, the ones that are successful and the ones that are trying to be successful, they just haven't found that combination.
Right. Okay.
One of the other things is you feel like you have an area that you're very passionate about in the healing and using acupuncture. Is that accurate?
Yes, I really like women's health.
Okay, perfect. So what you might want to do is you might want to create a blog and start the development of getting your list developing so they can become your clients and everything. And then what you want to do is you want to write some articles, little booklets. They can be little e-booklets or little pamphlets or whatever it is on women's health. Choose a specific topic. Talk about what it is. Talk about it. I always say, Situation, recommendation, rationale. What is the situation? Women's health, maybe it's fibrocystic disease. We'll just hypothetically go there.
Okay.
And then what are the recommendations? Well, the recommendations are that you can, you know, change diet. You can work with acupuncture. This is what we're, you know, you'd work with. This is the meridians. This is the emotional. This is whatever it may be.
Okay.
And then the rationale is the rationale is being able to feel better, being able to do things, and then tie it back to acupuncture. People right now, I have found in my work and my other friends that are Hay House authors and in kind of this self-help business from a lot of different perspectives and physicians, we're all finding that people don't want just ads and things thrown at them. They want information. They want information they can learn from. They can engage in their own healing process. And if you happen to be the person that gives them that, then you have the tool of being an acupuncture. Then you can provide them the service. And then they come to you, not because they're just not sure what acupuncture is or how it's going to help. They come to you because they know you can do something.
Okay. Okay. So teaching them a bit too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, your energy, honey, your soul, you're an inherent teacher. I can feel it in you.
I know, I mean, Carol, that's so funny that you said that, because that's what I did before, and I've been thinking, maybe I should just, you know, I always wanted to have my own business, and then I just have recently been like, wow, maybe it would be nice just to have someone give me a job.
Oh, yes, I know. Well, I don't want to be the bearer of good news and bad news, but yeah. The good news is that you're going to always have that.
Okay.
You know, you're going to have even, I don't care how successful your business is, it's going to reach a place where it's going to feel stagnant. And then you're thinking, do I really want to do this anymore? I think I want a job.
Right.
Okay. And then what you do is then you go in and you go, no, what's the clarity? What did I do this for? What is it? You know, that can bring you back. So the good news is that this is going to always go on, where you're going to hit these moments where you're going to think, maybe I need a job, or I'd be easier
exactly.
with a job.
Exactly, that's what I was just, where I'm at. I'm like,
all that's saying to you, honey, is go in and breathe some new life into it. Look at it differently. Breathe some new life into it. Take your teacher that you know. What did you do when you were teaching? You had to keep it exciting. You had to entertain. You had to also educate. So take those three E's, entertain, educate, and I lost it. Thank you. Go in and look at those and then bring that into your business.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Fabulous.
You are welcome. Thank you. And you know what? Thanks back to you, because I am at a place where I'm so overwhelmed with all the stuff, you know, this time, blah, 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 go on and on and on. And I even thought last night, you know, Carol, you've been doing this for a little over 20 years. Maybe it's time you get a job. I couldn't even believe that crept into my thought and even came out my mouth. I said to my husband last night when I went to bed, do you think I need to get a job? So you know what, honey? I need to be like you. I just need to breathe new life into it. I need to step back, look at what the objective is, look at what my skills are. I need to read all my little testimonials that I save of every one of my beautiful listeners that have sent that, and my clients. And I go back and I go, what am I thinking? I'm not going to go get a job.
Yeah, okay. That's so funny. Yeah, Carol, I so appreciate you. I know all of your listeners do. Thank you so much. You have such a gift. Thank you.
Well, and you know what? My pleasure. Thank you. Made my heart smile. So do you, honey. You're a very different acupuncturist. You have passion very deeply. Let's build on that passion, and it's going to work for you.
Super. Well, thank you.
You are most welcome, most welcome. All right, so what I'm going to do is, unfortunately, I don't have enough. Oh, let's see. No, I don't think that I can actually take a couple more calls. I've only got a short period of time. For the other two callers that are on the lines, my apologies. Please try again when I come back on my next show, because I would love to take your calls. You know, I love these Conversation with Carol shows. It gives me a chance to learn. It gives me a chance to revisit myself through all of you that reach out to me, and to be able to help me become better at who I am, and then also refine and hone my language skills around this work that I do, that I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I just know it works. So again, Conversations with Carol is always a fun show. Thank you for letting me share my energy with you, share the energy of the time right now. I wish you tremendous success in this time of refinement and moving forward in this fast and furious energy. If you're interested in listening to this show or any of my shows, You can go, if you're interested in listening to the show again, I should finish my sentences, or also listen to any of the shows that I've done since I started with Contact Talk Radio way back in April of 2009. I can't believe I'm coming on to a three-year anniversary. You just have to go to my website, www.ritberger.com. Go and put your cursor over the radio tab, and you'll see a drop-down menu of the radio archives. You can listen to this show and all of the shows that I've done since I've been on Contact Talk Radio. I wish you light, I wish you love, and I wish you a lot of success. And if you feel like you're drowning, put your head above water, take a deep breath, and then jump back into the excitement, enthusiasm, and the clarity that this energy right now can help us use to be able to get where we truly desire to go. Thank you again for joining me. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Light and love, and have a super week.
You've been listening to the Carol Ryberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.ryberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.